Yeah, Lane's done outstanding. You know, he's played a lot of different positions, but he's an outstanding athlete, and he's really taken to our new system pretty well. He was involved in kind of a no-huddle-based system in college, and so he's got some familiarity with the way we function. And so it's just a matter of him learning what we call the plays. So from a tempo standpoint, he's been great, and he's actually been doing very well.
I know he's a raw prospect. What are some of the things that you saw that made you think that he'll transition from college to the pros?
Well, I think he's an outstanding talent, number one. He's extremely tough. He's proven that he can play multiple positions, so he understands the game extremely well. And then, you know, as a blocker, we thought he was an outstanding pass blocker and then very aggressive in the run game. So for all those reasons, we feel like he's going to project very well.
But you have Matt Barkley, the guy that you took in the fourth round. I know Chip said that you guys had a second-round grade, top 50 ranking on him. Same thing. What were some of the traits that you saw in Matt competing at USC? Why do you think that he has a chance to be successful here at the next level?
Well, you try to project what he did in college to our game. And here's a guy that threw for over 10,000 yards. He helped his team win many, many games. He really did all the things playing quarterback that you need to see at this level. And so, you know, you got to ask yourself, why not? And actually, he's taken to our training extremely well. A lot of the way we communicate is very different than what he did in college, but he's been able to do very nicely here in the first few weeks.
What are some of those traits, though? Because I know you can be in an offense in college, you put up a lot of numbers, but what are some of the traits that carry over from being a successful college quarterback to someone who has a potential to make it in the pros?
Well, it doesn't really matter what level you're playing quarterback. Number one, you know, once you have the general skill set necessary, you got to be an outstanding decision maker, number one. You got to have a sense of timing, and then you also have to be an accurate passer. And we felt like he had all of those traits. And so now it's just a matter of him learning how we call things, how we function, and then put all those traits to work.
Pat, you've been around this offense for a little while now. And there's obviously skepticism transitioning.
From who, you?
From Chip. Well, I mean, it hasn't been. I mean, we haven't seen his offense yet.
Yeah, right.
You know me, I'm a skeptic yet. But you've seen offenses in the NFL. What components of this, and I'm thinking like the no huddle, New England and tempo and that kind of thing, what components of this are very similar to what's already in the NFL?
Well, I think when you look at offenses in general, people run zone plays, they run gap schemes. A lot of the concepts that you see in everybody's passing game are similar. I think what's in vogue is that we want to try to say this offense is this or that offense is that. And I think we're trying to put together an offense that's going to be successful, of course, in the NFL. And the inspiration for a lot of it, of course, is Coach Kelly and what he's done. But we have a lot of coaches that are working together for the first time. We've got varied experiences. And so we want to put together an offense that will work in this league.
Would it purely the college offense that he had, I mean, that's not what we're going to be seeing, right? I mean, we're not going to be seeing like a pure type of thing like that, right?
Well, we hope. You know, you're seeing an offense that is extremely effective running the ball and throwing the ball. That's what we're hoping to do. And I think, again, people are trying to paint this that, you know, what Chip did in college and say it's this and it won't do that. And I don't think that's the case. He's very effective running the football. It was a no-huddle-based offense. And he was also very effective passing the ball. So we'll see.
As a coordinator, how are the duties different now compared to when you
were? In terms of the duties? No, the duties are exactly the same. And again, people that understand the process of putting together an offense and working day-to-day with the coaches and players, it's the same.
How do the players grasp this offense? The guys that have been here, it's new for them as well as the young guys, the rookies that have come in. How do they take on to learning it?
I think the players have done an outstanding job. Number one, I think they all came in with the right attitude. I think they knew that there was going to be change. They've embraced the change. And in all our training sessions, we've seen guys that have been really in the same offense for a very long time on other teams or here at the Eagles last year, really embrace it and really function out there pretty effectively. I think it's too early to tell. You know, we're getting lots and lots of reps. I think it's important not to look who's running ones, who's running twos. I think everybody that's out there training is getting an opportunity to get reps and improve, and I think that's important. And I think for the most part, really all the guys have done a really nice job of buying in, embracing the change, and then trying to learn it.
How's the adjustment been to like the speed of the offense, you know, getting off the plays quickly and everything like that?
Well, I think they've done a nice job with it. You know, we're trying to there's a lot of learning that's running parallel here. You know, we as coaches are getting to learn the players that are on the roster. Some of the new players are learning how to work with the players that were currently here. All the players are learning a new system. And so there's a lot of parallel learning. And then we're functioning in some ways a little bit different than some of them have done in the past. So I think with all that stuff running parallel, I think they're doing a good job.
And as far as the quarterbacks are concerned, can you see this kind of, I guess, competition like going, you know, well in a training camp? I mean, how do you see that kind of thing breaking down?
You know, that's a question for Coach Kelly. But I think what I see out there every day is every one of the quarterbacks is getting a lot of reps, and I see each one of the quarterbacks improving each day. And I think that's the important thing at this point, is to see them learn the system, get a lot of opportunities to execute, and then improve. And I think that's the stage we're at now.
Pat, you have different quarterbacks with very different skill sets. Mm-hmm. What is it going to take for one of them to be able to stand out and be the guy that runs this offense in the season?
Well, we'd like to hope it's going to be very obvious who the starter is. And again, we've got a lot of training sessions left. We've got a full preseason, 4 preseason games. And I think as we go through it and you add more and more to what we're doing, you know, we're hopeful that it'll be obvious to everyone who the starter is.
You know, recently someone was on the radio, and I won't mention his name, but his initials are
You're listening
R.J.
to the radio? Yeah. Yeah, all right.
His name is R.J., and he used to play quarterback for the Eagles. And we were talking about skeptical before. He doesn't think that he's taking a look at, you know, what Chip ran. He's skeptical that that's going to work. He doesn't think it's going to happen. Are we, like, way too early to...
I think we're way too early to make any, you know, to pass judgment on anything that's going to happen. The last time I checked, it's May. And we're developing. We're working through a new system. And we're going to try to put together a system that can run the ball effectively, throw it efficiently, and score points. And so, you know, that's what we're trying to do.